produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie Hopkins, and I am so blessed to be able to be with you today as I share a message of inspiration that I hope will touch your life and to move you toward what God is calling you to do. Last week, I talked about the storms of life, and I talked about a little bit about how there are so many storms that we are going through. And we realize that we've just gone through the hurricanes, and they're still lingering off to the coast of the east, and possibly others will come along. But, you know, for those who are in sunny days or in sunny places, it can be easy to forget about those who are still in the storm. And so this morning, as I prayed for a message to share with you, and I opened up my God's little devotional book for women, two things came to me. My message: when the storm doesn't stop. And when I opened up my book this morning, the scripture that was there is from Romans. But the topic says, you should never let adversity get you down except on your knees. And that's really a powerful word, because adversity and storms are always going to come. And I'm sure for those who are in Puerto Rico, those who are in places in the Caribbean, those who were affected by the storms in Houston and in New Orleans or Louisiana, those who have been affected in Florida, those who are being affected by storms all around us, not just weather storms, but the storms that are confronting us as we open the news, as we walk in our home, as we turn on the TV, there is a rage of storm all around us. So when the storm doesn't stop, what do? When it seems like all is falling apart in your life, how do you stand? Where do you turn? Where do you go for direction? And this scripture says in Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to read to you the passage that comes with this particular scripture, and I haven't read it already, so I'm just trusting and following God's lead that there's going to be a word in here for you and for me. And this says, many people see abundant spring rains as a great blessing to farmers, especially if the rains come after the plants have sprouted and are several inches tall. What they don't realize is even a short drought can have a devastating effect on a crop of seedlings that have received too much rain. Why? Because during frequent rains, the young plants are not required to push their roots deeper into the soil in search of water. If a drought occurs later, plants with shallow root systems will quickly die. We often receive abundance into our lives, rich fellowship, great teaching, thorough soakings of spiritual blessings. Tragedy enters our lives. We may find ourselves thinking God has abandoned us or is unfaithful. The fact is, we have allowed our easiness, the easiness of our lives, to keep us from pushing our spiritual roots deeper. We have allowed others to spoon-fed us rather than develop our own deep personal relationship with God through prayer and study of His Word. Only the deeply rooted are able to endure hard times without wilting. The best advice is to enjoy the rain while seeking to grow even closer to Him. Wow. I'm going to read part of that again. We often receive abundance into our lives. I think as I was talking with Kayla this morning, and we were talking about, you know, just that are happening, and I'm so grateful for the Finding My Way Network to allow me to bring Josie's inspiration, because this is my purpose that was developed and was shared with me through God many years ago, Josie's inspiration. And for a number of years, I did Blog Talk, and there, if you go search, there is a Blog Talk radio for Josie's inspiration that has shows that go back quite a ways, from 2008, I think, until about 2013. And so what I understand is that we get many blessings in our lives. We get great teachings, and we get thorough soakings of spiritual blessings. And then something comes along to disrupt that. And as I spoke with Kayla this morning, and we talked about some of the disruptors that are happening in our world, I'm keenly aware that Finding My Way Network has affiliates, Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico belongs to us. It belongs to these United States. So I pray that people are not forgetting that we still have people suffering that are a part of our country. But the suffering goes beyond just the United States. But we play a major role in the country and in the world here in the United States. And as Christians, as believers in God, or those who believe whatever your faith, it doesn't matter. We have a source that is greater than all the tragedies to whom we can turn when we turn on the TV and we see language that's damaging to the people that are being used to separate God's people. When we see tragedies that are happening, man-made and not man-made, we could lose hope. We could tunnel ourselves and bury our heads in the sand and pretend none of it's happening. But ye of little faith, regain strength. We have to be believers. We have to be not just believers, but doers of the world. It started off in my reading saying you should never let adversity get you down except on your knees. But again, on your knees. I learned as a child, and maybe many of you listening learned as a child, to get down on your knees and pray and say your prayers, to give honor to God, to praise and to thank Him for your blessings, to seek His direction. But even as I said that, except on your knees, I had a vision in my mind of all those NFL players who have been down on their knees. I have a vision of Colin Kaepernick down on his knees for what he believes in needs the bending effect of our knees is a submission, not to man, but to God. We need to submit to God on our knees, not for the world, but for our own spiritual strengthening. You should never let adversity get you down except on your knees. When the storm doesn't stop, you've got to get on your knees. You can't look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, solve my problem. Neighbor, help me. But we can look to our neighbor and we can link arms together with our neighbors and we can kneel for God. We can kneel in prayer and ask God to deliver his people, to touch in a mighty way who are being stricken by the storms of life, by the weather, the real storms, by personal storms, by personal tragedies. Kneel to the Almighty and give him the opportunity to help you overcome, even in the midst of the storm. When I start speaking, you know, it's always amazing to me because I just sit down and I'm sitting here. I told Kayla, I'm in my praying chair this morning, which is on my back deck. It's a beautiful enclosed that I'm blessed that my husband created for me because he knows how much I love to be in nature. And I'll sit outside in the snow. I would sit outside in the rain just when I had a little deck that was not covered by anything except the trees. And so he enclosed this for me to give me a place that I could sit and enjoy and not be affected by the weather. But the weather is still here. And even though as I look out, I see the sun, I see the trees, I see the grass, I see the leaves changing, I see earth beauty all around me, I'm aware that others are waking up. They may be seeing the sun, but they may be seeing the devastation that has been left by the wind and the rain. They may be seeing the devastation from where there were lush green trees and beautiful scenery and resort areas. They're seeing devastation, dying, death, hunger, famine. We can't forget that we have to link arms. It's not our government that can save us. It is not our government that will rescue us. It is not our government that gives us peace of mind or direction for our lives. It is not our government or our president or our congressman or our senators. They are tools. And sometimes they're tools that are used in a destructive manner as we're seeing around us. But we are the people. We are the people who have been given an opportunity to link arms, to get down on our knees together and to stand, even as we kneel in prayer, to stand for something greater than ourselves. Stand for our fellow man. Stand for our rights. What we know God is calling us to do. I believe we all have a call in our lives. From the day that we're born, there's a purpose that's been placed on us. Maybe we've been diverted, and we think that we've lost our way. But the path that you're on may not seem to be a smooth one. It may not seem to be a straight one. It's taken us through some bumpy roads. But all of those pathways, all of those roads that we've been on, the journey that we continue to be on, has a purpose. The moaning, the trials and the tribulations that you experience, give thanks in all things. Give thanks in the tragedy for an awakening. There is an awakening happening, and it's calling us to pay attention, to pay attention to God's messages that he has for our lives. When I look back at Romans and Romans 8, it talks about how we are able to see ourselves in the flesh and see that the flesh can deter us from the godliness in us. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. We enjoy so many privileges in this country, and it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get caught up in the abundance of our lives, in the things that give us immediate gratification. We're washed away or blown away. And when they are, what do you have when the storms don't stop? What are you left with when the rains continue to pour? What do you hold on to when the winds of life blow so torrentially that, oh my God, all you can do is call on his name? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Team. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, I don't know anyone who's sitting around and saying, well, I'm ready to die. Lord, take me home now. Possibly those who have weathered enough storms and have seen the glory of God in the midst of the storm are able to acknowledge that there is something better beyond this life. But for many of us, or for those, and I'll just say for me, while I know that God has a greater purpose, while I believe that there is a life that God has for me beyond this earthly life, that there is something greater beyond my present right now, I'm not ready to give it up and say, okay, you know what, I'm done. Lord, take me home. What I am willing to say is, God, use me as an instrument. Use me as an inspiration. Use me in the way that you would have me do the work that you're calling me to do. Gary. Because when God puts something on your heart, you don't always know the path that it's going to lead you. You know, I told Kayla that in being on Finding My Way Radio and being introduced to her, I was being open to God to use me. I know there have been many times that God has shown me a glimpse of a direction or something that he has for me, and I jump out ahead and I say, okay, God, I know what it is. I'm going to go run and do it right now. Who's done that before? You know, that's the childlike behavior. Children, we're ready to run before we can walk. We're ready to fly, to soar into new things. But we haven't been grounded yet. And so, like those plants, like those crops that have been planted, if our seedlings have not been rooted deeply in our faith, if we have not been rooted, if we're not staying in his word and staying in his presence, then when those winds and storms of life come, we're going to be blown and tossed about, just like leaves, just like unrooted seedlings. So I believe as we mature for rooted, because we've seen some things, we've felt some storms, we've experienced some trials and tribulations that have shown us on the other side that God is still faithful, that God still blesses us, that he brings us through the storms, even when it appears the storms don't stop. Maybe it's not a rainstorm. Maybe it's the wind. Maybe it's not a nature storm. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's not a storm for you personally, but maybe it's your family raging in all of our lives. So we've got to stay rooted in God. We've got to stay firmly planted in his word and in his message. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Strengthen your roots. Find that quiet time that you can listen for his message and for his word. He's trying to give us a message, but we have to be still. We have to be willing to hear him and not be afraid. Fear not, because he's not a God who's placed us here to be afraid, but to revere him and to revel in his mercy, and to endure, not grudgingly, but thankfully and gratefully, because he gives us hope for times such as these. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even with ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Perseverance comes to those who are strong. So persevere, my loved ones. The storm hasn't stopped, and the storm continues to rage. I'm Josie Hopkins, and I pray that you will not let adversity get you down, except on your knees. God has a message for you, and his everlasting love is always present. And I pray for peace and healing for our country and for our world. as God chooses to work a blessing and miracle in our lives. Be blessed until I come back in 2 weeks. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Good, beautiful morning to you. I hope this day finds you well. Thank you for joining me once again on Revelidia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. And this morning I come to you to talk about something that I call an undercover blessing, my little secret blessings. And why do I call them that? Because you see, God always blesses, but he doesn't always operate with great fanfare. Now, let's make no mistake about it. The Bible does say that when Jesus returns, there will be great fanfare. But in the meantime, some of your blessings may come in ways so simple that your brain has to have time to even figure out that, oh, that was the answer to my prayer. Those kind of blessings. The ones that sneak up on you. I'm talking about those little synchronicities that you can easily miss if you're not really, really in tune and paying attention. The kind of thing that not in and of itself may be the answer, but it does lead to it. And it allows for things to fall in line like dominoes. Let's take like Queen Esther. Now, ask yourself this question. Was Esther just in the right place at the right time? Or did everything that ever happened to her lead her to be there for, as she put it, such a time as this. I always talk about being blessed to be a blessing for others. Well, a few of those undercover blessings hit me today, one after another, and it was amazing. See, as a minister, I can pray with you, I can mourn with you, and I can reassure you that whatever it is that is a dis-ease within you can be handled by just going to God with it. And I believe that with my whole being, everything in me. I've seen it happen too much. But the trouble with that is that when in the course of being there for everyone else, your personal stuff, your life is still going on. And it may not all be good. And you may not have someone to talk to for yourself. You may be surrounded by people, but can you trust them enough to bear your soul to them the way they do to you? And I'll be the first to tell you that, you see, those in positions of leadership, just like anybody else, like we all are, we're just spirits having a human experience. But sometimes the human side can get overwhelmed. And who does the leader go to? It's what happened to Jesus. Jesus had to go apart and go to his Father. There was no one, no matter how much he loved them, that could understand what he was about to go through. So he went to his Father. And so do I. But yesterday was no different. But somehow, the stuff that was on my mind was heavier than normal. So now I have a prayer circle, and they were all unavailable, and which is strange in and of itself to be true, because this is not a small circle. But actually, that was the first blessing. Yes, I said it was a blessing. Because, you see, by them not being there, not answering the phone right away, led me to be where I needed to be and decide to call the prayer line that we have. Because even Jesus needed somebody to touch and agree. He asked the disciples to sit with him and just watch with him for a while, even though they couldn't do it. And after all, he did say, where two or more gather in my name, there I am in the midst of you. So, but in the middle of all of that, I get another phone call. So I never did make the call for myself. And that's blessing number two. Because it allowed me to see that God knows all. He was there. He understood that I needed a human being or somebody, like my daddy used to say, to bounce things off of. Because a prayer partner that I don't really know well, not 15 minutes afterwards, called me. He said he was just thinking about the people on his prayer team, and he thought he would give me a call and see if there was anything that he could pray with me for. Well, I started laughing, and I guess the poor man thought I was crazy because he started laughing. But you see, God always sends an angel. And when we finished talking and he finished praying, I felt lighter. Now, not that talking to God on my own couldn't do the same thing, but sometimes you yourself need to be fed before you can feed others. And I found myself thinking, I have to make sure that I'm right and on point and who needs me the most, because if I can make people feel as good as this one person made me feel, now that's miraculous. And you would be surprised at the people who would look at you differently when you're in a position of authority and they realize that you're human. I'm telling you, it would thin out a crowd. And that's fine. Without seeing the reaction for yourself, you could fall into the pride of thinking that you're irreplaceable. Now, then on my way home, that day wasn't finished because I turned on my favorite radio show and he had someone on there praying for everybody's specific problems. And yes, one of them hit the nail on the head for me. So that whole day had been going by. The whole day was just beautiful, full of synchronicities. By the time I got home, I was so full of joy. I know that my prayers were answered. I haven't seen the fruit of it yet, but because of how the progression of the incidents fell, I felt God just as real as a hug from a friend. It was all around me. Now, I'm just waiting to see how he does it, because the things that I ask for, nothing's too hard for God, but they're not exactly normal, easy things. And when they happen, I'm going to know that it is God, and nothing will surprise me. I've learned to go with the flow. And when it seems darkest, that's just before some of the biggest breakthroughs I've ever had in my life. So I'm waiting. And this is the most exciting part. This blessed life is mine to live for as long as I want. And all I have to do is allow myself to get help from my source, to just join with my source. You see, God knows that human beings crave physical contact, and that's our purpose. We're here for God to use in those times when someone needs a hand to hold and pray with them. Or just as importantly, someone to check you before you wreck yourself and go too far. Now, I know what the writer means when he said, "Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience." And I've discovered how much richer a moment becomes once it becomes a memory. Once I can think back on how much God has brought me through. And that's what I was doing all day, because I've been through some things. And I'm always awestruck by how God operates. Your story can change in the blink of an eye. Or, if you're a little slow at picking up the cues, unfortunately, your discomfort may stick around for a while. Until you get your flow with the divine back, when you remember with your higher self and stick close to your center and remain calm, there is peace in the eye of the storm. And God brings you out of chaos, and he has to, because he doesn't work within chaos. So he elevates your mind so you can see from a higher perspective. That's a very intense thought, to think that God wants me to succeed so much so that he is just orchestrating a whole process just to bring me to the realization that there's nothing too hard for God. And all I need to do is get out of the way, wait, believe, and give thanks. Now, that doesn't seem hard to do, but believing is fine. The giving thanks is fine. But the getting yourself out of the way and the waiting, that's kind of special. That's a little harder to do, especially when you know that there are people that are counting on you to be their rock. But sometimes even a rock can be pulverized when it's hit enough. Now, I'm not special. This is for everyone. My surrender is saying yes to God, and it can transform my home, my family, my life, and even this world. See, because surrender is the vehicle for God to be glorified. I don't have to worry about myself being glorified. I just have to let things happen in such a way that anybody that can see it, anybody that knows about it, will know that it's God, and he will get the glory. So I give thanks for the secret blessings, what people call the little tiny blessings. But I've been taught to despise not the small blessings. These are the love notes between just me and my God. And once I came home and I could replay the day, that kind of thing gives me the warmest feeling and brings the biggest smile to my face. It's almost like, I hate to use a term like this, but it's almost like being the naughty little kid that skipped school but nobody knows it. You got away with it. I don't even try to wonder what God has planned for my life next. I just wait for my purpose to be shown. And I ask that the vision be made clear about how to stay focused and complete my assignment, because I do have an assignment. And no matter the distraction around me, no matter how valid my pain is, I just have to trust that I'm never alone. And I got to tell you, I'm so grateful for the grace and the mercy extended to me during the times when I fail to remember who I am. And who I am is a daughter of the Creator of all that is. And my daddy promised never to leave me, even when I've checked out on myself. Those quiet blessings will buoy you and hold you until you can catch your breath and come back to yourself. Because breath is life. And if you still have life, you still have work to do. You know, the Father uses everybody. And I have said for the longest time that there is a purpose to everything. There's a purpose to your pain, because your tears can wash away layers and layers of uncertainty. When you just open up and you allow yourself to be real with God, he said a broken and contrite heart he would not despise. The tenderness that God shows us, he expects us to show to others and to ourselves. You see, that took a long time for me to understand. Yes, it's easy for me to be patient with others, but to be patient with myself, you tend to feel like, okay, I've been through this. I know the outcome. I know where I should stay. I know that God has me. But your pain is real. And I wouldn't beat myself up too much more about this, because I had to stop and really think. That's why they say study to show yourself approved, because you can't just keep walking around thinking you're Superman. I have a little grandson that whenever things go wrong, he becomes Spider-Man. He loves Spider-Man. In his eyes, that's the biggest superhero of all times. But the biggest superhero of all times needed to become a little boy and beg his father for a trial to be passed by. Because the pain of the thought of what he was going to have to go through got to his human side. And he had to cut himself slack for that, because he was wholly human and wholly God. But he let God's will prevail. And things were set up to happen in sequence so that everybody would know who he was at the end of it all. And if you let God work in his own mysterious ways, all of the wonders that he performed for you can be seen by others, and there will be no doubt that there is a God, there is a greater being than you on your side. And God said, touch not my anointed ones. And he's talking to anything that's adverse to what he has for your purpose in your life. So you can't walk around afraid, but you can't walk around being a superhero either. We need God. And God needs us to need him. so that when these miracles happen, that's the testimony for those who may not be able to or may not have the opportunity to study, to go to church, to be in a community of believers that you can talk to. You are the light at the end of the tunnel for some people. And if your light is going to shine, it has to shine unobstructed. Nobody lights a candle and puts it under a bushel basket after all. But this is what life can be. I'm living my best life. I'm living a blessed life. And am I free from problems and pain? No, and I probably won't be until they close the lid on me. But until that happens, and until I can walk with my Savior, arm in arm, I'm going to walk with my Savior, spirit to spirit. I'm going to align myself with the power of the divine, and no one can come between me and my special place with my God. Pain is one thing. Belief is another. And knowing is something else again. I've always said that you can't have a testimony until you have a test. And yeah, some tests are far worse than others. Our world is being tested right now. But we can get through all of this if we just eliminate the fear by going to God, humbling ourselves, asking for forgiveness, confessing that we are wrong, confessing that we have done wrong, thought wrong, are wrong, without the love of God surrounding us. And then we can forgive ourselves, because God does forgive, and our blessings are new every morning, and they're never the same. I don't need the same blessing that I got yesterday, today. But I am just waiting, because I just know, as the song says, there's a window on the top of my head and it's raining out blessings. My little secret blessings, the most important of all. So I ask you to do this. I ask you to stop and think. If you don't have any person that you can go to, then go to the Father. If you have to set the table and have dinner with your invisible guest, who's not so invisible after all, have a conversation and be blessed. This is Rev Lydia saying, see you next time. And in the meantime, relax, release, and relate. God knows all, does all, and can comfort all.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.